This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Tens of thousands of Belarusian opposition supporters gathered for the largest protest rally in recent history in Minsk on Sunday. This is President Alexander Lukashenko rejected calls to step down in a defiant speech. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Russia has said it is ready to offer military assistance, if necessary, to Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko, as demonstrators held one of the biggest protests yet against his contested re-election. The protest in Minsk attracted tens of thousands of people, despite two deaths and thousands of detentions since last Sunday's vote. Opponents of Lukashenko say that poll was rigged to disguise the fact that he's lost public support. He denies losing, citing official results that gave him 80% of the vote.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Following their deal to normalize relations, AP's Karen Chamas reports the United Arab Emirates and Israel have connected telephone lines.
Israeli Communications Minister Yoaz Handel issued a statement congratulating the United Arab Emirates on removing the blocks.
This is a blessed and an important step, which is only a beginning of a long path and various opportunities to walk in together.
Also, Israeli news websites that had previously been blocked by UAE authorities could now be accessed directly online. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the deal is a sign that Israel doesn't need to retreat from occupied lands sought by the Palestinians in order to achieve peace. Yet the Palestinians say it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict even farther out of reach. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of protesters called for radical changes to the Thai government Sunday, the latest in near daily protests led by students against the government. Bangkok police estimate crowds at over 10,000. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. New Zealand reports 13 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus as the country's first outbreak in months continues to grow. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
A new coronavirus outbreak in New Zealand is still growing, health officials said on Sunday. The country that had an early triumph over the pandemic recorded 13 new cases. The country's Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield.
So today there are 13 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 to report. 12 of these are in the community and one is in managed isolation.
After stifling the virus earlier this year, before it became a public health crisis, and after 102 days without new infections, an abrupt resurgence last week in Auckland prompted an immediate lockdown of the country's largest city.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron. U.S. scientists say they have isolated infectious particles of the coronavirus nearly 5 meters away from hospitalized patients. The scientists say the widely accepted 2-meter distance advised to observe social distancing provides a false sense of security and could result in large groups of people being exposed to the disease. The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is calling for the Postmaster General to testify later this month at an emergency hearing on mail delays. This comes amid accusations he is gutting the U.S. Postal Service to help President Donald Trump win re-election. At a Saturday news conference, President Trump said mail-in voting is a mistake.
Universal mail-in voting is going to be catastrophic. It's going to make our country a laughingstock all over the world. You can't send out millions of ballots.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders said on ABC's This Week, he is concerned the president is trying to defund the post office to prevent mail-in voting.
I am deeply, deeply concerned about Trump's effort to undermine American democracy by defunding the Postal Service. Now, that's not me talking. That's what Donald Trump said himself a few days ago. He said, look, I don't want people, millions of people, to be casting mail-in ballots.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed back Sunday, saying the president is not going to interfere with anybody casting their votes in a legitimate way. Officials in Somalia say at least 5 people were killed in a gun and bomb attack by suspected al-Shabaab fighters on an upscale beachfront hotel in the country's capital on Sunday. Security forces are struggling to regain control of the elite hotel in the Lido Beach area. Officials say the assailants appear to have taken hostages. A Katyusha rocket fell inside the green zone of Iraq's capital Baghdad Sunday, but caused no casualties. Security forces found a missile base and dismantled 2 other rockets. This is VOA News.